Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here we are at a live broadcast. We're at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. All these happy faces.
In a packed house.
I know. All you have to do is give people coffee and they're so happy. It's a good morning. Hey, let's start. I have a couple things I want to get to here. But first, they've added a second show for Elton John
due to overwhelming demand.
So this is, let's see, the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. We'll take caller number 9 right now back at the studio. Alex is going to grab the lines. 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Elton John's September 15th show at the Chase Center. They actually go on sale tomorrow morning at Ticketmaster.com. Now we're going to take a moment and meet some of the fabulous staff here at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Last night, we all dined at Sante.
That's hey. Right. That's how you say it.
Sante. Come on over, Marcellus. So with us is executive chef of the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, Marcellus Coleman. This is, I think, at least the second year that you've
second
been on.
Time, yeah.
So
he has quite a bio, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about his bio.
Is it true that you were on Iron Chef?
Yes, I compete on Iron Chef.
Oh, wow.
Also
oh.
On Chopped.
That's a hardcore
yeah.
show.
Oh, on Chopped, right? too?
You were on Chopped?
Chopped, yes.
Did you get Chopped?
No, I won.
You did? Oh, my yeah. gosh.
Oh, wow. That's super impressive. No wonder they have you here at the Fairmont, where it's only the best of everything. So dinner last night was fabulous. You guys always do such a nice job hosting us. That shrimp toast, was that your idea?
No, he loved it.
Yeah.
You know what I liked the most was the pokey.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Oh, yeah. So good.
And I don't normally eat that, and I couldn't get enough of it.
I know.
That was really,
just
really good.
Just the right amount of spice, and oh,
all right,
it was
thank you.
Delicious. So what have we got for breakfast over here?
Well, it's kind of like we're going to unveil it and
oh, yeah.
be surprised.
The
I mean,
unveiling.
I'm going to even act surprised. cover number one.
Ooh.
Oh, this is a grit bowl from Anson Mills Grits with poached eggs and a mixture of vegetables and mushrooms. And
yum.
Sauce. Oh, very healthy.
That's a nice one.
Here we have our acai bowl, which is a very beautiful work of
Vinny.
Art.
Oh, Vinny.
I love
acai
bowl. They're so good.
It's all about them.
Yeah, we have like granola, chia cheese, all kind of nice fruits.
Oh, nice.
Right here is a Carl Pizing favorite, our duck hash.
Duck hash.
But we use tater tots instead of like regular potatoes.
Because nice. You're awesome. Who doesn't like tater tots? I mean, come on.
They're so good.
Whoever invented those.
Here things? We have our banana Foster's French toast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
That's all my calories for the day.
And for tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah. Here, we have our famous lemon pancakes.
Oh.
But they're made with cottage cheese instead of ricotta. So it's like they're spinning. And it's uh-huh. really, I mean, it's been a crowd favorite here for
wow.
years.
Wow.
That looks delicious.
And people can go right over to Sante and
yes,
get breakfast. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Just so
this.
You know, if your mouth is watering, that's where you go.
And here, this is a little dish called English Breakfast. It's inspired by our GM, Edward Rowe, who's from England. So
oh, I'm yeah. We're going to talk to him.
Yeah.
A
so
little
I was like,
bit.
I'm going to throw him a bone and put something good on the menu for him.
Is that so? I see beans and it looks like.
Beans, baked beans. Beans, eggs, roasted tomatoes.
That looks
big
perfect.
Slab of ham.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Usually that's
sausage.
Got your name.
I know that's
not
my name.
On
it.
Plate.
That's yeah. mine, everybody. Step back.
All right.
As any good breakfast is.
Can we go to commercial and eat now? Or yeah. to do?
No, that has to all get covered back up. So it's
yeah, cover that
kind
back
of
up.
Warm. Yeah. We're going to be, we need to walk by that.
That looks
the next
so
week. Thank
good.
You so much.
Thanks
oh,
for
wow.
everything.
Marcellus Coleman.
Yes. Sir.
Once again. Pleasing the crowd. Fantastic.
The menu last night was excellent. Thank mm-hmm. you so
it
much.
It really was. You just kept bringing the food. I couldn't help. I was like, oh my God.
I know. We had so much.
There's only 10 of us.
Chef Marcellus also wrote a book.
Oh, yeah?
What is it? What is the book?
No, I'm actually going to be featuring a book, The 100 Top Black Toques in America, that's coming out next
oh.
month. Yeah.
Oh, very
nice.
Cool.
Congratulations. Very nice. Well, you can be visited at any time right here at Sante, and people can check it out. That looks absolutely delicious. I can't even pick one. Let's all just take one bite of it.
How long before the break?
I'm getting that.
I know you are.
I'm getting
she
that.
Looked at me like, you're not touching my bangers and mash.
Yeah.
Thank all you very right, much,
thanks.
Marcellus.
Thank you. Nice to have you.
Oh, Wonderful. All right. Do I have a sponsor?
No.
I do not. This celebrity trash brought to you by the Fairmont Sonoma Mission.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm snapping for that. So Game of Thrones, an utter disappointment.
Don't say the whole thing, right?
Don't say that.
No, not the whole
thing. Just that ending.
You know what? They actually still had me until, like, I guess episode 5 of the final season. I just, it got so bleak at that point when she, spoiler alert, burned the whole city down. I just thought, all the joy is gone. And there were so many, I don't know what they were doing. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You can buy it all for the person who loves it in your life for Christmas. There is going to be, do I see a price here? I don't think
I do.
Like
a box set?
Yeah, it's the box set of everything. But it's, you know, all the extras.
A DVD?
It's a Blu-ray box set.
Oh, okay.
Which is a DVD, right? Mm. It also includes a 2-hour reunion special that, of all people, Conan O'Brien hosted.
Let me ask you this. Is that also available in some kind of downloadable form?
Because I swear to you, I
think you could hand a Blu-ray disc to a kid and they'd go, what do I do with this?
Well, stick it in your Xbox, kid.
Oh, right.
That's the only place that I can. I can play one. And I guess if you have a slot on your computer,
They do not come with those anymore.
Mine has one, but mine's a little bit fatter than the new ones that come out.
Right. I've got the
new Macs.
2017 MacBook Pro, and that thing does not have slots for anything. Mm. So
it's $250.
Oh, hi. That seems totally reasonable.
Anyway, I was just curious if it's a download too. So
it does not say that here. Right. They're basically saying that it is all 8 seasons, a limited edition Blu-ray box set, about 75 hours of the episodes. And then a slew of bonus content, which I used to love. When Hooman would come over, we'd have our Sunday nights together.
We still do that.
I know, but
we're gonna start Deadwood.
Yeah, we are. Did you watch the first episode?
Yeah. It's good. It looks good.
You got anybody watch Deadwood? Is that a good show for us to pick? Okay. So we've all watched the first episode. So we used to love just watching the extras, like after the. It was almost like the come down from the show. Like, you'd be all psyched. You're watching Game of Thrones, and then you'd be like, oh, watch the inside of the episode. Watch the cast interviews. So I guess it's going to be all that stuff. Plus, I'm actually baffled by why is Conan... Was he like...
I don't know. Maybe he talks about it on his show.
Does he have a show anymore?
Yeah, it's on, like, TBS or something. Right.
Conan O'Brien is hosting the 2-hour reunion special. If this is something that you just have to have, you know, it's available to you. Congratulations.
Who knows who he could be friends with, but that's, I'm sure it's some affiliation, right?
Sure, I'm sure.
I still like that guy, even though he's gone from my sort of
Conan?
View. I always thought he was cool.
You know, I love his off the cuff, on the street stuff. He's actually really funny when he puts himself into situations and just has to ad lib and stuff. But I find his show to be, I don't understand the nipple thing he does. You know how sometimes things take on a life of their own? There's a nipple thing that he does.
Well, you know, look, we do the same thing. You get a laugh, and then you go, I'm going to drive that right into the ground. And then
it becomes your thing.
Right.
And like, how did that become my thing?
And the funniest thing is that's like kids. My daughter will go, did that make you laugh? And then she just do it, and then you're like, I can't even find humor in this anymore. Man, you've killed it.
Right. Well, that's, you know, they're just so excited by the laugh and they don't understand that it's only funny the first
time.
But
that's so
mildly funny the second
time. I'm sure doing that.
Yeah. It's true.
None of us are
the nipple
immune. Right.
Anyway, let's see. December 3rd. Game of Thrones, a complete collection. Hooman says it's $250.
Yeah,
it's time 20, for Christmas.
24% off on Amazon right now.
Oh.
Already 24% off?
Mm. Huh.
Shame.
Ivana Trump is in the news.
All right.
And I figured, what the hell? What's she been up to? So she was married to this Italian guy by the name of Rossano Rubiconte.
Oh.
And she broke up with him, and then she started going out with him again. Like, they married, divorced.
Mm.
I don't know if they were... I don't know that they remarried, but they were back together.
Mm. After they divorced.
Yes, after they divorced. Okay. She says, I'm once again a single woman.
I have the freedom to do what I want with whomever I want to. I can afford this lifestyle.
They've known each other for 15 years. They dated for six. Check this out, though. This is the sickening part of this. So obviously she's on good terms with the Donald because they have kids together, et cetera. She married this new guy, Rossano Rubicondi, at Mar-a-Lago in 08.
Oh.
$3 million is what that wedding cost.
They didn't get a discount?
Maybe that is the discount. Maybe that's the friends and family discount. Who knows what tiara she had to wear? You know, who knows what the $3 million went to? So she married him in 08, $3 million ceremony. Divorced in 09. That is just, you know, thank your lucky stars that you're not marrying Ivana Trump, Vinny.
And spending $3 million.
What the? Thank my lucky stars I'm not marrying Ivana Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's an expensive
thank
wedding.
Thank God.
The relationship just ran its course. She basically says he spends a lot of time in Italy. And I spend a lot of time in New York, Miami, Saint-Tropez. And he has to work.
What does he do?
Who knows? I mean, works on hiding from her. Here we go. He, by the way, is a former model. Because of course he is. And he's been planning to open a New York pizza joint called Rossano to Go.
That's him. That's them.
Oh, he's dashing.
He's okay.
Would you hit that?
Her? No, I wouldn't.
No,
I
would. Him.
The ugly
I'm sure
stick.
They both had their day, right?
Sure.
Hot.
So now she says that she's up to Saint-Tropez for the summer. She'll be hosting house guests. She says, I don't want a date, but I'm going to have a fabulous summer.
Good for her. Yeah.
Get your bikini on, Ivana. Get that divorce diet going.
Hey, I just got an interesting text.
Did you?
Winner from the studio. Eddie is there, as well as Alex. Oh. Winner for the Elton John tickets is Mike Sloan. He's there at the live show.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
That's hilarious. Congratulations. Are you a big fan?
Pardon?
Are you a big fan?
I'm a big fan, yeah.
Oh, good.
We saw Elton him in Oakland. He was great.
Oh, is that the show you went to?
Pardon?
Oh, I went to the one in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. John.
We got her the tickets.
So good. I sat there and cried for a little bit. It was just amazing.
Have you seen him before?
We saw him in Oakland in January.
Wow. Cool.
Good for you. Well,
now you're going again.
Thank you.
And you get to go to the Chase Center. I think he's one of the first concerts there. Doesn't that start like August and September?
About there,
this one is September 15th. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank
how
so
fun
much.
That you're
Thank
sitting
you.
Right here in the front row.
Who knew?
Okay, let's talk about... Turn this off if we have any kids in the car. Let's talk about dry humping.
Okay.
So, does anyone here watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette? I know.
I don't.
I kind of do. Oh, we're holding our hands up
I do not.
Low, but.
It records at my house, so someone there is watching it.
Let's hope it's not your daughter. I don't want her to think that's what America's really
I'm
about.
I guess it's not.
It's a total guilty pleasure, and it's funny because a lot of times, like, John watches it. It's always on. And he even watches, like, Bachelor in Paradise and all these, like, BS sideshows that go on with it.
All right.
And he says, you know, oh, it's a guilty pleasure. I like seeing, you know, people have their meltdowns and their freakouts and stuff.
Well, both of our partners have night lives after we are long gone. And that includes the kids. Once they're in bed, there's a whole thing. So I think that includes the guilty pleasure television
sure.
show watch.
I know. It just seems like there's so much good TV to watch. Like, why would you? Oh,
I was.
There's Ella.
Ella's here.
I think a dog Hi, just Lala. Walked up here.
Hi, Lala. That is super distracting. When the most adorable dog on the whole face of the planet. Anyway, so currently this chick, her name is Hannah Brown. I guess she's the Bachelorette right now. And I guess that every time she makes out with these guys, she like humps on them, you know? Like to the, I know. But to the point where it's, you know, like stop it. People are starting to bitch about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that like she can't just like make it because they make out all the time on this show. It's actually, you know, it's just so funny, especially after they've all had a couple drinks. Every time they get alone time with her, especially once they get it narrowed down to like 10 people, they're always like sitting on a chair somewhere just making out and other dudes are kind of hovering like, oh.
Weird.
Oh, she's fully making weird. Out with him. But she's like, I have not seen this season. Is someone watching this season and can you Hooman, run over to someone who's watching and find out. Is
Who's
this
watching?
Dry humping thing as bad as they're making it out to be right in the back there? Oh, it is. Tell me everything.
Hold on, hold
on.
Are
they getting horizontal? And is she like, you know, doing the full grind?
It's
or
totally uncomfortable. Oh. Like, oh, she is getting down.
So she's working
like
it
on a bed or on a massage table.
Where's the Beyonce song? Riding on that.
It's bad.
Oh, surfboard. Surfboard. Oh,
yeah. Grinding on that. Grinding on that.
Oh, totally grinding. Oh. Like, ooh.
Like, wait, you're getting all hot?
Well, no, like more embarrassed.
Right.
More embarrassed.
It does seem like something you shouldn't do with a camera on you. I mean,
your mom is watching this. Grandma.
Grandma, right.
Well, she's going for the win, right?
For yes, the win.
Yes. So, and I guess you got to try everything out once, right?
Yes.
Make sure it's good.
I mean,
but
can't she wait for
really
the overnight stays? You
thank
know?
You, because you know they'll to be dry humping then.
Oh, I'm
well,
sure
it won't be so dry.
I'm sure they'll be dry humping.
Okay.
For a while. Is it just me? I always just assume that everyone who goes to the fantasy suite, they all bang, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
except on last season.
Oh, why? What happened? Oh, because the guy was a virgin.
He was the virgin.
That's, yes. I no wonder I didn't watch that one. How boring. Okay, so anyway, one of the guys who's still on the show is defending her. I guess this guy, James Taylor, got kicked off the show. They're saying, or he was on a different season, but he tweeted about it. I'm a Hannah fan, but girl, you can't have it both ways. Make choices your future husband will be proud of after watching you do what you do on TV. You don't have to dry hump them all. And then one of the current suitors, Tyler Cameron. Is Tyler cute? Is he a good one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No? People don't like Tyler?
No, yeah.
He says, the things some people do to stay relevant. Let our queen live and embrace her on this journey. The journey. The journey is like my most hated phrase. Very few have a clue what it's like to be in the lead shoes. Our queen is imperfectly perfect like all of us. Don't Christians claim only God should do the judging? James 4:12.
Wow.
Anywho, if you want to watch dry humping, Monday nights on ABC. Isn't that when it is?
Oh. Well, that term brings back a lot of
good memories.
Youthful memories, yeah, for sure.
God, I used to love making out so much. Like age 15 to 16, say.
What?
Yeah.
It lasted only that long?
I lost my virginity the night before I turned 17. So I guess it lasted probably about 2 years.
All right.
Because I was a little bit of a late bloomer.
Got it.
Didn't make out with anybody until later. But then I was like on a mission. I got to make out with as many people as I possibly can. And it was just so fun. Like you just, you're like 15. You're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, why was I not doing this before then? I hope this, I could do this the rest of my life.
Right.
And then you can't. but yeah, super fun.
Well, it's going to go secret show if we don't
yeah,
be
that's
careful
true.
Here.
That is
so
true.
I'm just going to hold back and not tell any stories right now.
Oh.
I mean, we all went through that, right?
Sure. Didn't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, right.
And that's one of those things where you get to a point and you're like, I never want this to stop unless it goes farther. So you don't want to stop and you just hope that there's a... I remember this girl who let me touch her boobs. I just held on to them. And it wasn't going anywhere, but I wasn't stopping.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose any ground.
Right, and I just did. I just.
I've made it this far.
I
don't take any steps
do,
back.
But I just stayed there. I can't tell you how long that day was of just me. All right, let's take a break, get a drink, and come back.
And I got to resume. I'm like your hand bra.
So stupid.
But well, you're when learning. You're
yeah,
figuring
when you're
your way.
Like 12, what are you going
to
do?
Who still likes that? Who still likes to just make out?
I do, yes. It's very satisfying.
Oh, is it satisfying? Is that the word you use for it?
Yes. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
You make out with your husband before you guys do it?
No.
Nothing, huh? You just go right in.
Yeah.
You don't want to be warmed up?
Mm-mm. I'm already warmed up. I've been thinking
you
about
are?
It all week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't get there fast enough. I can't get to Pound Town fast enough. Nice. Okay. Yes.
I don't. I hate that you say that. I'm gonna miss kissing if it just goes away. That
no,
stinks.
We still kiss. We're not gonna lay around making out. Let's put it this way: there's no dry humping happening anymore.
All right.
Maybe I should bring it back. I should try it. See if it's like when I was 15. This is interesting.
Uh huh.
Joe Montana, hero. He's got a
best quarterback of all times.
Yeah, woo!
The Boston girl on the show just goes, uh-huh.
Oh, you like Steve Young better?
No. No. I like our San Mateo boy, Tommy. Goat. So Joe Montana has been trying to sell this place up in Calistoga forever. Initially, he had it listed for like $49 million. In 2009, he listed this place. So, and it's called Villa Montana. It's amazing. But that's not...
For $49
million. $49 million. Mm-hmm. In 2012, 3 years later, he dropped the price to $35 million, and then they took it off because no one was biting even at that price. They still own it. There is an 87-acre property that is apparently right there by his house. So you would be next-door neighbors with Joe Montana. This is his 87 acres, and he only wants $3 million for it. Problem is, there's no house.
Oh.
What it's a horse property, but 87 acres. And I'm looking at some of the pictures.
Wait, so horses live there?
Well, I don't know if any live there right now, but they can. There's a barn and a huge vineyard. I mean, 87 acres.
$3 million, though, for land full of it?
And also, part of the hillside there is super scorched from wildfires. I think Calistoga was one of the pretty hard hit areas. Isn't that Safari West in Calistoga, and they had to evacuate a bunch of those animals?
No, it's Santa Rosa, I want to say. Is it?
Okay. Yeah, everyone's saying Santa Rosa.
Okay,
yeah.
But up in that area.
Oh.
Okay. Between the valley and Santa Rosa.
It's on your way to Calistoga, between Calistoga and Santa Rosa. Mm.
Thank you. That sounds so exact.
It's the girls from my table.
That place, I don't know if they're back up and running, but that place is absolutely magical.
Mm.
So anyway, for only $3 million bucks, you can buy this sort of side part. It's 87 acres. It's the heart of the property. It opens up across a valley flanked by rolling hills, some with wood and other with scorch. The sale does not include a home. There's a lake and everything you need for raising horses, an 11-stall breezeway barn. Oh, sounds fantastic. With a tack room, a covered arena, a round pen, a ranch office. There is one bathroom, like, you know, some kind of caretaker office.
So if you can negotiate a tent, you're good.
Yeah, you're all set. And it's just gorgeous. I mean, look at that. That's just the developed part of it. So maybe you've got $35 million laying around. You want to get the house next door, too. It's a mere $3 million more to buy the 87 acres. And that is where we're at for time. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. We're broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa in beautiful Sonoma. Incredible hosts and hostesses here. Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn offers farm-to-table dining. We just met Marcellus. A luxury spa, geothermal pools. Championship golf course, all in one first-class destination in the heart of Sonoma Valley. You can join us. We're here for until 9 o'clock, about another hour and a half. Stop by. We're rolling out breakfast. There's coffee. Meet all the nice Alice listeners. And we'll be right back in just a second with the news.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here we are, broadcasting live from the beautiful Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa with our beautiful listeners. Everyone's telling us they got up early, they came down, or they walked over from their hotel room, whatever the case may be. So thank you guys for coming out, and thanks to the Fairmont for the delicious breakfast. I just horked that duck hash. What? Bryn, you and I split that. How amazing was that?
I want more.
I know.
I want my own
split
plate.
It. So
that was
I was like,
so
oh.
good.
Our audience just watched the travesty that is DJ's eating.
Well, we only have so long. We got to hoard.
Right. Exactly. I know. I was thinking about that.
I suppose I could have taken my time. You're going to do the news here.
Right.
Hit it.
Yay! Let's do a take two. Let's do a take two.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you so much. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts offered locally loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Sorry, that's my bad.
No, That's not your bad.
Okay. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
I'm reading it. You read it as written.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what's happening. There is a lot going on, so let me run down a few things. Okay. First of all, this weekend is Pride. So
yes. Wave your banner high.
There will be stuff going on all over the Bay Area, but of course San Francisco will be hopping. If you want to know more info about Pride, from what I'm told, RadioAlice.com is a source for everything you want to find.
Pride Hub.
In the whole wide world. Just go to our website, RadioAlice.com. Ron and Brad got your back.
Oh, yeah.
And nice. Your front.
Right.
They got your top, your bottom, your front, your back. Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I also wanted to mention this because we've done events at the Fairmont in the South Bay. We've done events all over the place, but there is an event called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, which I think happens to... If I could get the research department to look up Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, I believe it happens tonight at Santana Row.
It's I know it because Marshall...
Right, Marshall is someone that has done the event... in the past. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a neat thing to mention. It's a really good benefit. And I saw it in the San Jose Merc that it's happening, and I think it's tonight. Huh. So I just wanted to mention if you're near Santana Row, maybe you got a couple bucks, you can throw it their way. It's a really good cause. Okay, there's that. I also wanted to mention, this is like sports kind of, no one cares, but well, sports people care. Kevin Durant opted out of his deal with the Warriors.
Yeah, what is
well, it means he could very well re-sign with the Warriors, but it means basically that instead of taking this player option of another year.
$31 million.
Right, well, but he's going to make whatever he wants.
If he recovers.
He'll recover, and any team is going to be glad to have him. Take your time, kid.
That's so scary.
No worries. Because he's a machine. Once he gets back, he's one of the best players. So we'll be lucky if we can keep him. I hope we can keep him. But Kevin Durant has opted out of his deal with the Warriors. Mm. All right.
It is today, Vin.
It is today. Okay, so in Santana Row, there's an event tonight, which you may or may not want to be part of, but it's called the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Look it up. It's a really good cause. All right. Another thing that I wanted to mention, and this is from the Chronicle this morning. If you're a foodie, and I know some of you are, they've got the top 100 restaurants in the Bay Area. And I pulled up the list. It's too many to mention here.
Oh, and they're in alphabetical order. They didn't rank them, huh?
Right, but there may be... If you're looking for something that you've never, no one's...
Yeah, we're always like, where should we go? I always ask Hooman, but then I always feel like Hooman just refers me to one of his friend's places.
Well, that's true. But, hey, is there a restaurant on that list? It's a new restaurant in Kentfield. It's called Guest House.
Shame. Oh, is that a friend of yours? Yeah. Guest House?
It is not. It's not. But you know what I see right near the G's? Is French Laundry.
Oh, yeah.
And I also see Foreign Cinema.
Oh, that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you went there, right?
I've been there, yeah.
We went there one time. I did think that place was really
good. Is Morad's on there?
I think me and the missus, I think our second date was at Foreign Cinema. It's a really cool restaurant in downtown San Francisco. So anyway, that list is in the Chronicle this morning. It's the 100 top restaurants in the Bay Area. So maybe you're into it. Maybe you're like, meh. I go down to my haunt, the one around
the
corner.
People do have their favorites, for sure. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to go someplace where you know what the menu is, you know what the food tastes like, you like the atmosphere.
Right. It's consistent.
Right.
I tend to go for, like, oh, if I want fried chicken, where do I go for fried chicken? If I want, you know, oysters,
where do
I
go for fried oysters? Chicken?
Anywhere I can.
Oh.
Oh, what you mean is chicken. You have a specific type of food you're
that
at.
That I want.
And then you go find a restaurant that's got it.
Got you. Got it.
Well, to me, that's especially if you're someone who has the option of, you know, escaping for the night on a weekend night. Man, there's a list of restaurants you can just start working your way through it.
Yeah,
I know.
100 best. That's pretty good. Mm. All right. Also, I wanted to mention Women's World Cup Soccer is on. We're into the quarterfinals. My neighbors just flew to France to watch.
Oh, they're that into it.
They're totally into it.
Wow. Is this CanePerformance.com?
It is not CanePerformance.com, but I'm sure they're thrilled for the plug. Shame.
Shame.
No, it's my neighbors on my street, on my new area street.
Oh.
But they're super into soccer. But that, I mean, imagine they're flying. So what they told me as they were getting ready to hop the plane, I think yesterday or the day before, is the tickets that they bought, which were outrageous to begin with,
right. Mm-hmm.
Now could sell for almost $50,000+.
What? Wow.
Like, they were expensive at first. Now they're...
So they could go hawk these. They go...
Well, right. But so I'm talking to them, and I'm like, well, you're flying to France to see soccer. You're not going to sell them.
Right.
And they're not. But trippy.
Oh, they totally should.
Oh, they shouldn't.
It
Come
could
on.
Pay for their trip.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but your trip is to go see soccer.
Yeah, watch it on TV.
Go to the bathroom, whatever you want.
No doubt you're
going to. You are going to the World Cup. You don't sell your tickets.
No, you do.
You would.
Wouldn't you?
If you're,
you
get, okay.
If you paid $1,000 for a ticket, I don't know what they bought them for, and you could get $50,000 for it, I would sell it and be like, thank you.
Well, look, maybe me personally, I'm like, I'm on a make back for those Hamilton tickets. I gotta sell these. But everybody else, I think they would go, I flew here to see U.S. women's soccer kick ass. I'm not gonna watch from my hotel room.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna go. I'll go visit all the sites in France and other than the football stadium and be enjoying my $50,000 vacation.
Maybe I'm not surprised to hear you say that, but
yeah, football does not mean that much
so
to me.
So I don't think the U.S. women's plays today, but I think they're tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
They're tomorrow at noon against France. Today is Norway and England.
All right.
Who do we want to win? Do we care?
U.S. women's soccer.
No, I know, but who do we want to... Oh, never mind. Yeah, you're right. Go USA! 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 That was pathetic, you guys. Next time we do a join-in, I need everyone to jump in. USA! USA! USA!
USA!
Okay, pretty good. I see one person.
Wait, was that them or was that Bryn?
That was Bryn.
Oh, I was going to say, my God, I don't see any mouths.
We turned that around.
It is summer road trip season, and the official number
of
times you'll hear, are we there yet, from your kids is 16.
Mm. Oh.
How much longer is 18 times? I'm tired 17 times.
How about I'm bored?
I don't see I'm bored.
Kids aren't bored anymore because of screens. Mm. When we did a road trip, we flew to Denver and drove down and went to like Four Corners and through like, you know, some of the beautiful parks in Utah and stuff. By the third day, when we were going through like just the desert, you know, that straight road and far off, there's like some mountains and stuff. Finally, my kids were like 2 hours into like the third day. He's like, do you think that we could? I'm like, sure. Go ahead.
Oh, to the Go screens.
Ahead. Look at your screens. It's totally fine. I'll let you know if anything comes up because we're seeing it all right now. Like, there's nothing around us.
But their hesitance was because of the disappointment they'd feel from mom and dad that they wanted a screen, or what was the...
Yeah, I'm sure that was part of it too. But we, you know, the first couple of days were just constant things to see. And we had all sort of agreed as a family we weren't going to stare at our phones or our screens.
Oh, right.
Agreed as a family. They agreed
because they had to, right.
You agree with me that we're not going to look at our screen.
Well, I know that the screen has become the thing that you tell your kids, no, it becomes this sort of weird thing between
you. Well, it's great leverage.
And I've told mine that she will not get it if she asks, but she does the, she, you know, comes into the room. Oh, I love you, Dad. I like your iPad.
I'm not going to ask for it, but I do like it.
What?
It's pretty.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You know what's making her find workarounds?
Sure.
You're teaching her.
But I, as you said that, I thought of her because that's that sort of weird hesitancy that is like, I want that so very badly. Right.
But I can't really ask you for it because then I'm never going to get it.
There she is. Car games include the most popular being license plate game, I Spy, and 20 Questions.
Is the license plate one where you have to get the letters and numbers in order?
I don't know it, to be honest with
you. There's a few different ones. In California, there's three letters in a regular standard issue license plate, and we always try to come up with a phrase that comes up that uses all three letters. Like if it was a YRL, like what could that be?
You tell me.
Young Republican liberals. Whatever, you just come up with three words that go with it. And sometimes they get so funny. And our family's super dirty. You'd hate us. And we just, I mean, it just...
with
it just,
your kids?
Oh, yeah. They're 18 and 20-year-old boys. All they do is come up with things to shock mom. And I thought nothing shocked me.
Turns out I was wrong.
Anyway, summer road. Good luck.
Yeah.
Summer road trip season.
I love road trips. I really want an RV. That'd be so fun.
I don't understand what the problem is.
John won't let her buy one.
Yeah, he will.
Mm-mm. He won't let me. We're going to rent one.
Make
when
a trade with him. Like, come up with a deal, and I'm sure he'll be into it.
No, he's not. He said, listen, I grew up with RVs and camping.
You did?
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad always had an RV. In fact, the last RV they had was like one of those crazy Mondo old guy driving the bus thing. Like that was a
like a huge one.
One of the huge ones, right. But we had, just a regular, I don't know what it was, 30 feet long or whatever, growing up. And so we would go camping all the time. And I just loved that so much. But he didn't grow up with an RV, so he doesn't know the joys of being in an RV.
John! I actually think there is a lot, I feel, are we on Facebook Live? I feel so bad for Vaughn. Is your arm hurting? Do you want me to get someone to help hold your arm up? Hooman, can you hold Vaughn's arm up for him?
I'm good. All right.
He's holding the phone the
he's
whole
time. He's strong.
Strong.
Well, I know he's strong, but I mean, that's Vaughn, you know how anyone has ever, like, you talk for too long, you're like,
I'm putting you on speakerphone.
Hi, Facebook Live.
Hi, Facebook Live.
Hey, show the room. Check everybody out.
You guys are a good-looking crowd. Like, it's thick. Thank you so much for coming out today.
We did well.
Yeah, we did.
Good turnout.
By the way, one of the things we did while here at the Fairmont partying is we also took new press. What are those photos?
Oh, yes. We had a wonderful
photo
shoot.
We had a photo shoot yesterday.
Vinny, I would like to tell this story if I could really quickly. So we've all got, like, our nice outfits on. And we've all, like, put on
hair
makeup.
Done,
our
makeup.
Hair is done. We look fabulous. And I'm wearing the outfit that I'm planning to wear last night. And we go.
What do you mean planning? You mean to wear to the event?
Yeah,
after.
To wear to the secret show after the thing.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I'm all dressed in black. I look fab, and we're all dressed in black, right? Wasn't that the
yeah,
black?
Yeah,
we had multiple costume changes, if I could add, and
crazy.
A couple different locations. Mm-hmm. But the final location was right here in the front
fountain.
Of the Fairmont. There's a huge fountain.
And it looks very much like the fountain on Friends. Oh, here we go. So someone had the idea of, you know, let's all pose at the fountain and try to
someone,
recreate.
That was Michelle Heston.
Yeah, Michelle. So we get to the fountain. Everybody knows. So we're all hanging at the fountain. We're all standing outside of it. And then he's like, we're jumping in, right? So he jumps in. He starts just splashing water all over everybody. Yuzi and I turn around, get water full in the face, go up our backs, and I was like,
in my defense, if you ask our promotions team, they'll tell you that was the they put Waterboy near the water for a reason, and I fell for their plan exactly.
Yeah, in retrospect, I don't know how I was surprised by you splashing me.
And for the record, I went all the way in and under.
You had your tennis shoes on, everything.
He was underwater. It's only 8 inches of water, and he's underwater.
Right. And it's only then after that someone starts bringing up the diseases I'm going to catch. I'm like, what the hell?
I'm sure they chlorinate it. Don't worry.
Whatever. It's too late now.
How you feeling
today? I can't even imagine the kinds of things that happen in that fountain.
I don't even know what you mean. But
I don't
that's
either.
The kind
Ask
of stuff.
Michelle. She'll tell you all the
it's
stories.
It's the Fairmont. Only good things happen.
That's right. Only classy people come to the Fairmont.
Right.
Right, Michelle?
Oh, right.
Oh, is that right?
You were standing there. That's so fun. So do you have him submerged underwater? Can you send that to Yuzette so we can post that up? Thank you.
Anyway.
Yeah, Vinny was super obnoxious. We were all like, oh my God, you gave me a helmet. Now we gotta go change. I'm going under.
Oh, is that, like, I don't know.
He was going under.
Thank you to Michelle Walker, our photographer.
Oh yeah, our photographer. There she is right there.
Was there and And you've seen her around taking pictures of the event today.
And hopefully that's our last photo session ever, because we're not getting any better looking.
Right.
This is as good as we get.
This is it.
Actually, 10 years ago.
I was actually going to say, I think the pictures we took here 2 years ago, what's wrong with those? They're great.
Our best work.
I think so, too.
It's National Bingo Day.
I love bingo.
Hi, Ellie.
B-I-N-G-O.
Ellie's a big fan, right?
Sure. Yeah. They go and play at the temple. My sister works at the temple, and so we always get good seats. They get really mad if you win, though.
And you did.
Like twice in a row.
As a young person.
Oh, yeah. And a foreigner. Like, I don't live in Florida. And they're all like, she's taking our money. Oh, man. I won two times in a row. They were so mad.
Bingo for them is like surfing. Locals only, punk.
Yeah. It was. I was like, I think I have it. And they're like, we hate you.
Right.
And I loved it even more.
No, you don't. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're kind of getting some texts, so feel free to send them in. We are, you know, off.
We're in a remote location.
Right. You call that on location or off location?
We're on location.
On location at the Fairmont in Sonoma.
As opposed to
broadcasting live. But a couple texts. It looks like the radio.com app is working better than ever today.
Oh, fantastic.
So
let's hear it for radio.com.
Live on location broadcasts do better with the radio.com. Oh. You wouldn't think.
Yeah.
And yet,
boom.
Even better.
Wow. You're just paraphrasing, right?
Yes.
Kind of round up all the positive feedback that we got.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, I can't read that. All right, I'll read it. Ben. Is good sex still good sex to guys even if they don't finish? I worry about this often.
Oh, why? Who's that from?
I don't know. Says 510.
I'm going to say that you will say no.
Well, I think that guys have the same worries girls do when you're with someone you like, which would be that it's fine. I don't know what's wrong. I still am totally into you and... I'm trying. I don't know why. And it's not the whiskey because I didn't have any of that. Right. So what can, for what reason? But I think if it's regular, it becomes a thing where you're like, I don't know why, but I don't want to do that.
Can it still be good sex if it doesn't happen?
Once or twice. That's what I'm saying. But the frustration point after a while would be like, something's wrong with us.
Yeah.
One of us has to try harder. I don't know.
It's probably you.
Is it?
It's you.
I'm trying pretty hard. So.
Are you?
Yes.
Anyway, we are done now with the news. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to start with the whole Mark Harmon Polly Parrette thing.
Is there
this
a
is
new?
The, kind of. And I wondered about this because she's been grousing about him. And she left NCIS is the show, right?
The original.
And she's been saying all kinds of stuff. I'm like, where is he? Where's his comments? Well, I have them. And more right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.